I think it's a game of cat and mouse, as usual in Kenya, with the, between the opposition and the government. So I think that the opposition is trying to put pressure on the government to do something on the cost of living, and the government on its part does not want to seem to be weak and giving in to opposition demands. However, let's not forget the opposition has members of parliament in parliament. So there's a lot they can do in terms of stabilizing the economy. Measures like reducing taxes through legislative bills that become acts of parliament, but also in terms of checking the government and the excesses of government fraud and waste. So there's a lot that can be done by the opposition. But I also think the government needs to have more openness in terms of how it implements some of its economic policy, because the current government policy doesn't seem to be growing the economy fast enough to reduce the cost of living, specifically around these cartels that are artificially inflating the prices of crude oil imports coming into Mombasa to be distributed to Kenya and to the rest of the region.
Politics and economy aside, Kenya has been known for having an sort of an independent judiciary, and that there seems to be a collision course between the judiciary and President Ruto. What do you make of that clash?
I think it's a very unfortunate clash, because as much as the executive in the shape of President Ruto has, has his citizen rights to speak about corruption in the judiciary, or what he perceives to be corruption in the judiciary. But we know that within the framework of separation of powers, of how the executive is not supposed to interfere with the judiciary, and the judiciary is not supposed to interfere with the legislature or the executive, I think his comments really come in a bad taste, because they throw us back to the old eras in the 80s and 90s, when presidents used to deliberately attack members of the judiciary who made legal decisions that the president didn't like. And they also filled the courts with a lot of judges who were compromised. A lot of our past presidents in Kenya have tended to do that, fill courts with judges who are compromised. So I think these statements really, when you add them with that history of executive interference into the judiciary, really do not bode well for the independence of the judiciary and for the judiciary to actually fix some of the problems it might have within itself, by itself, separate from interference by the executive.